Mitchell Daly, the third baseman, Johan Macias, the second baseman, and Jorge Ruiz rounds out the lineup for the 66ers playing right field. Jefferson Vargas is the righty on the bump for the 66ers. That will be out there in the bottom of the first inning. I mentioned it's a picture-perfect night. It's a sold-out crowd here. Every seat has been sold. There's some limited tickets being sold into the afternoon along the pasture, the grassy lawn down the right field line here at Valley Strong Ballpark, and that looks pretty packed to the brim now. There's not a lot of room to move here at the most intimate ballpark in all of professional baseball, and it's going to be a lot of fun tonight as the Rawhide kick off the 80th season of professional baseball here in Visalia, dating all the way back to 1946 when they were the Visalia Cubs. Right here at this very ballpark was called Recreation Park back then, now Valley Strong Ballpark, here in 2025. Beautiful night, 65 degrees. There's not a cloud in the sky. The snowy Sierras can just be seen off in a hazy distance. Had lots of snow over early this week, rain down here in the valley, but it's turned into a perfect day, and it's going to be a perfect weekend for baseball. There is absolutely no wind at all. The American flag is flat on the flagpole in right field, and the sun setting. Mostly shadows on the field, a later start than normal with a 7 p.m. first pitch, and getting started a few minutes late here as well. Normally 6:30 p.m. first pitch, Valley Strong Ballpark, but opening day, and over 2,000 fans here in the ballpark, giving them a little bit more time as the Rawhide take the field for the first time this season. And we welcome those of you joining us on MyTV53, the Bally Sports Live app, and MLB.TV. Griffin Epstein here in the Learn for Life press box. Opening day here in Visalia as the Rawhide take on the Inland Empire 66ers. Let's introduce you to the Rawhide's starting pitcher. It's the ready Lorenzo Encarnacion, and it'll be an emotional evening for Encarnacion. He tore his ACL last March. He makes his first start since 2023. That was back with the Rawhide. He made 15 starts in 2023. He was 0-8 with a 7.92 ERA. Tore his ACL. He's had a lot of time to rehab, get better, get stronger. And the 23-year-old from Vicente Nobel Dominican Republic will get the nod for the opening day start for manager Dee Gardner. Those listening on the radio heard the Inland Empire lineup, but we'll run through it one more time quickly. Eduardo Espinal leads off and plays center field. Kevin Castillo bats second and plays left field. Dario Laverde bats third and catches. Caleb Bartolero, designated hitter, bats fourth. Matt Kootenay batting fifth and playing first base. John Wimmer bats sixth and plays shortstop. Bottom three in the IE lineup, Mitchell Daly, the third baseman, Johan Macias, the second baseman, and Jorge Ruiz, the right fielder. Jefferson Vargas will start for Inland Empire. 68 degrees, sunny, no wind, sold-out crowd, first Friday in April. Gorgeous field prepared by an excellent grounds crew here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Looks incredible, and baseball is back for an 80th season here in the Valley. Eduardo Espinal, lanky righty, digs into the batter's box. Lorenzo Encarnacion making final preparations on the mound, and just a tick past 7 o'clock local time, it's time for Rawhide Baseball. First pitch is chopped off the end of the bat, trickling down the line. It'll stay fair. Picked up by Alberto Borrega. Throws to first. One pitch, one out. Well, with that, let's introduce you to the fielders for the Rawhide. Alberto Borrega making the excellent play behind the plate. Ruben Santana at first. Yoel Nin at second base. Juan Corniel at shortstop. And Yasiel Soler, highly touted third baseman for the Rawhide. Abdias de la Cruz in left field. Slade Caldwell makes his professional debut in center. As the first pitch is swung on by Kevin Castillo, he skies this ball to center, and it's the first chance for Slade Caldwell to get his first put out of his professional career on two pitches for Lorenzo Encarnacion.
There's two outs. Jose Alpurria was called off by Caldwell. He rounds out the Rawhide lineup in right field. Two pitches, two outs for Lorenzo Encarnacion. Couldn't have started better. His first pitch to the lefty, Dario Laverde, is inside. Inland Empire catcher. 66ers wearing gray uniforms. The Rawhide in their classic home white pinstripes with Rawhide written in red across the chest. Laverde skies one, left side. Soler onto the warning track. Can't get there, just outside of his reach. There's not much foul territory here at Valley Strong Ballpark except down the left field line. The ball did stay in play, but Soler in his first game here at Valley Strong Ballpark, his only two games last year with the Rawhide were on the road, unable to run that towering fly ball down. One ball and one strike to Laverde. Lefty catcher, highly touted prospect in the top 30. The Angels prospects, according to MLB.com, as he waves at a breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. Griffin Epstein here in the Learn for Life press box. High atop Valley Strong Ballpark, the most intimate ballpark in all of professional baseball. Inside, back to the backstop, two balls and two strikes to Laverde. Last rays of sunlight bouncing off the wall in left field. De La Cruz is having to stare right into the sun, but the rest of the field in shade for this late 7 p.m. start. Encarnacion delivers outside corner, strike three called. Laverde left looking, and Lorenzo Encarnacion works a 1-2-3 top of the first. Rawhide go to bat in the bottom half of the frame for the first time this season on the Rawhide Broadcast Network.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think. Maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Back in Visalia, bottom of the first frame. Time to meet the Rawhide starting lineup, starting with Jose Alpurria, the right fielder. Slade Caldwell makes his professional debut, batting second and playing center field. Yassir Soler, third baseman, bats third. Ruben Santana, first baseman in the cleanup spot. Alberto Borrega bats fifth and catches. Juan Cornejo bats sixth and plays shortstop. Abdias De La Cruz batting seventh and playing left field. Adrian De Leon batting eighth as a designated hitter. And Yerald Nin bats ninth and plays second base. They will face a righty, Jefferson Vargas, who came over in a trade last season and joined the 66ers and was really good. It will be a tough challenge for the Rawhide batters. Vargas, 2.35 ERA in six starts, seven outings last season with the 66ers. First pitch swinging down the line by Alpurria. Fair ball and off the wall. Hustling into second with a leadoff stand-up double. My goodness. Well, neither team waiting around. The 66ers swung at the first pitch, first two batters. Alpurria does the same and unloads on that baseball down the left field line and hit halfway up the wall right in front of the Rawhide bullpen. Slade Caldwell digs in the first professional at bat for the native of Jonesboro, Arkansas. Lefty batter facing the righty Vargas. He takes the first pitch outside, so Alpurria leads off with a double.
Venezuelan from Caseca, Venezuela. His first appearance with the Rawhide certainly gets good vibes going with the fans early. 1-0 count to the 29th overall pick in the 2024 draft. Two balls and no strikes to Caldwell. Righty Vargas on the bump. He came over in a trade with the Red Sox, originally in the Red Sox organization, joined the 66ers in July, and what an August he had. As Caldwell is ahead, three balls and no strikes. Mentioned 2.35 ERA, seven outings, six starts for Vargas. 1-1 is record, 33 strikeouts, just 16 walks over 30 and two-thirds. And his batting average against 170. Nasty stuff from Vargas. Outside, ball four. Well, the scouting report says smart and gritty for Slade Caldwell, and he proves that with as patient and bad as can be. Doesn't do anything but look at pitches and take his free base. So tough work already here for Vargas. Two on, nobody out, and the dangerous Yacir Soler, Dominican third baseman, stands into the right-handed batter's box to face Vargas. 2-1, nobody out, bottom of the first, no score. Opening night here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Soler waves at a slider falling out of the zone. He's going to be an aggressive batter, very talented. Some prospects kind of start being a lot of noise in the media and among baseball fans, and Soler really generated that in the offseason. Some scouting reports that came in. Takes low. Good stop behind the dish by Dario Laverde moving to his right. No call time. 15th overall ranked prospect now in the D-back system is Soler, and he's the second highest ranked third baseman. Another look, as you're watching on TV, by Laverde. That's a really nice stop with two runners on. One ball and one strike to the Dominican Republic native. Off the end of the bat, falling quickly into left, off the glove of Castillo, trickles to his feet, picks it up, tosses to second. Each runner will go station to station, and the bases are loaded. A knuckler off the bat of Soler finds the green grass. Castillo never got a good look at it, and it just fell off the edge of his glove. Couldn't make an awkward catch. Looked like he couldn't decide whether to hold up, dive, try to catch it on the run, and just the last rays of sun have just been in his face as well. And the bases are loaded for the ride with nobody out to start the season. We got another look. Now, not here on that funky fly ball. As Ruben Santana, back for another season with the Rawhide, digs in. Ready first baseman. Bases loaded and nobody out. Chopper right side, gloved by Macias. He'll just toss to first for the out. Alperio scores and the Rawhide score their first run of the year. It's 1-0. Well, Santana does his job, puts the ball in play. And with the ball working into the 4-3 hole, Macias is... momentum really gave him no shot at a double play. He just had to take the force out at first. So Alperio scores from third. Caldwell advances to third base. And Soler to second. Alberto Barriga, catcher from Mexico, digs in. Another righty batter for Vargas to face. 1-0 ride in front here in the bottom of the first. First pitch low. The native of Tierra Blanca and Veracruz, Alberto Barriga. Number 27th ranked prospect in the D-back system and the second highest ranked catcher. Out of all the prospects across the five levels of baseball for the Diamondbacks. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Vargas home, off the end of the bat, and fouled straight back. Soler's line drive to left was ruled a single. So double for Alperio. Slade Caldwell walked. Soler singled to left. And then the 4-3 ground out off the bat of Santana, scoring Alperio. One, two, home. Hard grounder foul. And Borrego stays alive. Lorenzo Encarnacion worked a 1-2-3 top of the first for the Rawhide. And call it an ambush sometimes when you want to disrupt the pitcher's rhythm. And Jose Alperio did that. He took the very first pitch he saw, hanging breaking ball, and pounded it off the left field wall. Things have gone sideways since. For Jefferson Vargas, the breaking ball misses outside. Two balls and two strikes to Borrega. Caldwell third, Soler at second. One out, bottom of the first. 1-0 Visalia over Inland Empire. In front of a sold-out crowd of over 2,000 fans on opening night. Borrega stays alive, fouling it off the right side of the screen. Rawhide celebrating the 80th year of professional baseball in Visalia, as we mentioned, dates all the way back to 1946. The Visalia Cubs, the first ever pro team to play here in Visalia 80 years ago. Here comes the 2-2 from Vargas. Ground ball left side, tough play for the shortstop. Wimmer off his gloves, trickles to his left, no play. Caldwell scores 2-0 Rawhide. That should go down as a base hit for Borrega. And Visalia adds to the lead in the bottom of the first. Good effort by John Wimmer, but he was shaded up the middle with a runner at second, and it was just nearly an impossible play. Did a good job really to keep that ball from going out in the outfield. Bounced off the glove, might have taken a chunk off the body. Good news for him being able to stop that baseball as Soler did stay at second base. Caldwell scores, though. It's 2-0. I'll wait for a scores ruling on the ball off the bat of Borrega as the pitching coach for the 66ers, Elmer, descends out to chat with Jefferson Vargas and try to find some answers here in the bottom of the first for the right-hander. Juan Corniel digs in, left-handed batter, just the second one for Vargas to face. Soler at second. Borrega at first. 2-0 Rawhide. Still just one out. Corniel fouls the first pitch down the left field line. Foul. It does go down as a single for Borrega. So make that three hits, a walk, and two runs across for the Rawhide in the bottom of the first. Good omen to the start of the season for Visalia. Trying to go back to the playoffs for a second consecutive season, after making the Cal League playoffs under manager D. Garner last year. Corniel fouls it away. Two Dominicans facing off here. That will be a theme throughout the night. Both of these teams have a lot of players from the Dominican Republic. The Rawhide have 13 players from the DR, more than any other country, including Corniel at the plate and Jefferson Vargas, the ready pitcher from Inland Empire, a native of La República Dominicana. Swing and a miss. Corneo waves at a fastball up in the zone. Two away. Two down, and it brings up Abdias de la Cruz, a fielder for the Rawhide, another Dominican Republic native from La Romana. He makes his Rawhide debut. 2-1, two out, and a 2-0 lead for Visalia on the bottom of the first. Vargas delivers. In the dirt, good stop by Laverde, who's had a busy first inning here to start his season. A lot of balls in the dirt coming from Vargas. He's got good stuff, but Jose Alperio started the inning with a double, and it's just been very hard for Vargas to find a rhythm since. Early run support for Lorenzo Encarnacion. One-0 is low, two balls and no strikes. Lights are on and starting to come into effect. The sun setting over my shoulder behind me in the Learn for Life press box off to the west towards the Pacific Ocean, about 2 hours away here from Visalia. Here's the 2-0. Fly foul right side and out of play, and darkening navy blue on the horizon to the east over the snow-capped Sierra Nevadas. Not only is it one of the most intimate ballparks in professional baseball, but it's also one of the most scenic, with the Sierra Nevadas off in the distance over the left field wall. Fly to right side over is Ruiz, and it's onto the pasture, under the Four Creeks pasture. No one was able to make the catch there. It is about as packed as it'll probably be all season, the Four Creeks pasture. Fans and families covering the grass. Just outside of the reach of Ruiz. We mentioned the foul territory in the top of the first. There's almost no room in foul territory down the right field line as there is down the left field line. Unique foul dimensions here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-2 with two outs and two on. Deuces a bound as here's the pitch to De La Cruz. Looped left side, bounces off the glove of Daly, over his head and into left field. Still rolling, picked up by Wimmer. Soler scores, 3-0 Rawhide. All the bounces are going the Rawhide's way early. That ball took a nasty hop in front of the third baseman, Mitchell Daly. Oh. They're taught to stay in front of it as a fielder, and Daly did his best. That ball had other plans. Ended up landing off his shoulder and into left field, and with two outs, Soler scored easily. Borrega goes to second, Cruz to first. It's got to be a single for De La Cruz. Daly really did as best as he could. First pitch swinging by De Leon through the right side. Borrega is set. Here comes the throw. It's wide of home plate. 4-0 Visalia. Adrian De Leon in his second year with the Ride. An RBI single. And Visalia puts up a crooked number here in the bottom of the first. Fastball in on the hands. And De Leon pulled it through the hole. What an inning this has been for Visalia. The ninth batter Nin can reach. The Ride will bat around in the first inning of the season. Gerald Nin, lefty batting second baseman from Santo Domingo. Takes a looping breaking ball for a strike. Four singles, a double, and a walk for the Ride. And there's been some very unlucky hops for Inland Empire. Wave and a miss. That was a nasty curveball by Vargas, who put so much mustard on it. Even he was overwhelmed on the mound. Kind of stumbled off and had to make sure he didn't fall to the ground. Nasty break. 0-2 to Nin. Pitch home. And Nin stays alive, fouling it off the screen. Lorenzo Encarnacion worked almost as quick as it can be, top of the first inning, got the first two outs on two pitches. The Ride now have put together about a 15-minute first inning, scoring four runs. 0-2 is high, one ball and two strikes. For Vargas, that's his 29th pitch of the inning. Here's the 1-2 home. Chopped off the end of the bat. It's a fair ball right back to the pitcher, Vargas. Underhand toss to first in time to beat Gerald Nin and retire the side. A hand from the Rawhide faithful as Visalia scores four in the bottom of the first to lead 4-0 after one. On the Learn for Life Rawhide Broadcast Network.
never know where the road will take you. But with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
One inning complete in Visalia, and what a start for the Rawhide. They played four runs in the first inning off five hits and sent all nine batters to the plate. All started with Jose Alpuria swinging at the very first pitch. He saw from Jefferson Vargas and banging it off the left field wall. And from there, Rawhide kept on going. Slade Caldwell worked a walk. Yasiel Soler singled, Alberto Borrega singled, Abdias De La Cruz hit a ball hard to third, bounced off the glove of Mitchell Daly, landed in left field for a single, and Adrian De Leon had a two-out RBI as well. That all amounted to four runs for the Rawhide. First pitch of the top of second, grounded left side by Caleb Bartolero, misplayed by Soler, off his glove, trickles behind him, and Bartolero will reach at second base. See what the score decides as Bartolero's aboard. Seeing a lot of players swinging at the first pitch here. I mean, they've waited all offseason, 7-8 months, to get back on the diamond and play real games that matter again. And they're not wanting to wait around. Ready to make an impact. Left-hander Matt Kootenay steps to the plate and takes the first pitch inside. Good stop by Borrega behind the plate. E5 ruled on the grounder to Soler at third. I would agree with the scorer's decision. 1-0 count to Kootenay. Encarnacion nods and throws. Fastball high. Two balls and no strikes. Three-strand lead at first for Bartolero. Encarnacion home, and it hits Kootenay. That got him on the left side of the chest. Tried to hop out of the way, but it missed it. The ball had eyes. It was looking for him. And Kootenay is aboard. So an air now hit by pitch, and after an easy 1-2-3 first, things getting a little more difficult for Encarnacion in the top of the second. John Wimmer, shortstop. Right-handed batter steps to the plate for Inland Empire. Borrega giving some signs to the Rawhide infield. It's a very new-looking position players, very new-looking out on the field for Rawhide fans. Most of the Rawhide position players graduating to Hillsboro over the offseason. First pitch to John Wimmer, misses outside 1-0. Look out on the field right now for the Rawhide. A couple guys that have played a couple games, but in terms of really full season players, Ruben Santana at first base is the only guy on the field right now for the Rawhide that was with Visalia for the majority of the season, 2024. As Borrega, quick snap throw back to second. Bartolero dives back in safely. Pitching-wise, Rawhide get about half their pitchers back, including much of the starting rotation from last season. But so much to replace the batter or the position player wise for Visalia. Here's the 1-1. At the top of the zone for a strike. A little change up, found the top of the zone. 1-2. It's John Wimmer. Encarnacion working out of the stretch. 2-on, nobody out in the top of the second, and a 4-0 lead for the Rawhide. Late time is called, and that's a pitch clock violation on Encarnacion. He took too long. So that adds a ball. So now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Expect to see a few more of those early in the season when you're practicing and playing scrimmage games. You don't have the pitch clock in effect. Ride 4, 66ers nothing. Here in the top of the third. Encarnacion delivers, wave and a miss. He's found the rhythm now, 2 away. 5 strikeouts for Lorenzo Encarnacion. Kevin Castillo steps in, left-handed batter. 2 outs, space is empty, and Encarnacion has retired 5 in a row. Castillo tries to lay down a bunt, but it bounces foul right off home plate. Good way to try to disrupt a pitcher starting to find a rhythm with a bunt. Encarnacion's best appearance at the full season level of his career was against Inland Empire. 5 shutout innings. He's trying to do something similar tonight. He's through 2 2/3 shutouts. Breaking ball sails high. 1-1. Went 5 shutout innings in San Bernardino against the 66ers on June 22nd, 2023. Allowed just 2 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. That was in his first season with the Ride back in 2023. Missed last season due to a torn ACL. 23-year-old from the Dominican Republic. At the Cheston home. Hit hard, right side, diving as the second baseman in the glove, stands up, throws to first, in time. Beautiful play by Roldan to end the frame. 3 innings of shutout baseball by Lorenzo Encarnacion, and he was helped by his compatriot, you're holding in, making a great play. It's second. It's 4-0 Ride as we head to the bottom of the first on the Ride Learn for Life broadcast network on MyTV 53.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Griffin Epstein in the Learn for Life press box on MyTV 53, MLB TV, and the Valley Sports app. First pitch home to Diaz de la Cruz. Popped up left side. In is Kevin Castillo. He makes the catch. And there's one away. Quick first out for Andre Sanchez. Adrian De Leon, right-handed designated hitter, steps up for Visalia. One out, nobody on. Andre Sanchez did great work in the second, came in bases loaded with one out and induced a flyout and a ground out to get out of the jam without damage. First pitch fastball is outside to De Leon. So many great ways to watch and listen to the Rawhide, and however you're doing it this evening, we're so glad that you're joining us. Here's the 1-0. Fastball right down the middle, 1-1. You can listen driving around, you're mowing the lawn. If it's a day game, if you're mowing the lawn at night, I mean, I'd be you. Because there's nothing wrong with that. Doing whatever, wanting just to listen at the gym maybe, you can tune into the Rawhide for free. That pitch is low and goes through the legs of Laverde back to the backstop. Tune in for free on the Rawhide website. That's MLB.com/Visalia/fan/audio listen live, or just switch up Visalia Rawhide, go to our website, go to the fans tab, click listen live, and you can listen for free and live to every Rawhide game. Breaking ball is up and tight, 3-1. On the road, you'll have all the great voices of the California League bringing you the action there. I have Steve Wendt, the voice of the Inland Empire 66ers, here in the Learn for Life press box today. 3-1, popped up a million miles into the air. Who wants it? Four great jerseys converge. It's the third baseman, Daly, to make the catch, 2 away. So two outs, and Jerome Nid, who made a absolutely fantastic play to retire the side on the top of the third, comes to the plate. There's a look at the fielders for the 66ers, who've had a busy evening so far. Four runs across for Visalia on seven hits, all four coming in the first inning. Sanchez delivers home, wave and a miss, 0-1. So you can listen for free, and then there's three different ways you can watch the Rawhide. The Bally Sports app, which I have on my phone, you can watch every minor league baseball game for free with the Bally Sports Live app, so that's one option. Hello to those watching on Bally Sports Live. Here comes the 0-1 to Nin. Pitch. Wave and a miss, 0-2. You watch on MLB.tv. You can download the MILB app to watch there, or the MLB TV app. Both work. You have every single minor league baseball game, every single major league baseball game there. Or you can watch select games, 30 home games on MyTV53, including tonight. Here's the 0-2. Foul off the bat of Nin. If you're anywhere in the South Valley, from about as far north as Madera to as far south as Bakersfield and as far west as Cowalinga, tune into MyTV53. We're so excited to have a partnership with them. And 30 home games will be on your television. A wave and a miss by Nin into the dirt. Laverde will tag him out. And the side is retired. 1-2-3 inning. Worked for Andre Sanchez. We played three innings of baseball. It's 4-0 Rawhide on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box and on MyTV 53.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums, But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Nothing, Visalia over Inland Empire. 4-run first inning is the difference under the new lights here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Part of the exciting new additions of the ballpark this season and more coming next season here at Valley Strong Ballpark, the 80th season of this historic and intimate ballpark, one of the best in all of minor league baseball. Dario Laverde stands in and fouls the first pitch back he sees from Lorenzo Encarnacion, who's out to work his fourth inning. He fires home. This ball's flared off the end of the bat and foul. 0-2. If you're just joining us, we hope you're having a wonderful Friday night. The Rides scored 4 in the bottom of the first. Jose Alpurria was the catalyst with a double off the wall and left. 4 runs came across. All 9 batters in the first inning hit for the Rawhide as Laverde takes inside. Visalia probably should have got even more runs. They had 3 on. Bases loaded with only 1 out in the second. Chase the starter, Jefferson Vargas, but his time is called by Laverde. Andre Sanchez came in and has done a great job. Tied all 5 batters he's seen, including stranding the bases loaded in the second. The right starter, Lorenzo Encarnacion, has been excellent. He delivers a 1-2. Check swing off the end of the bat. It's a fair ball trickling down the line. Picked up by Soler. Cross throw across the body. It's in time. One away. Pretty play by the athletic third baseman, Yasiel Soler. Check swing, and unfortunate for Laverde, but almost functioned as a bunt and was not an easy play for Soler at third. Diamondbacks are hoping someday that they might see Soler playing third base at Chase Field a couple years. First pitch strike into Caleb Bartolera. 15th ranked prospect in the D-backs organization. His first full season at the full season level of affiliated baseball after playing 2 games with Visalia last year, but mostly in the Arizona Complex League. Bartolero takes low. 1-0 to the designated hitter. He waves and misses. 1-1. How about 7 in a row? Now retired by Lorenzo Encarnacion. How good has he been so far tonight? 1-2 is fouled away and headed back towards Giddings Street. I hope someone hasn't parked their car along the street, or its windshield might be in trouble. Encarnacion at the belt, in a rhythm, nods, turns, and fires. Hit hard and high in the air to left. Back is De La Cruz. He has room to make the catch. 2 away. Haven't seen too many hard-hit fly balls. Tolero made good contact, but well short in the spacious outfield here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2 away. 405 to straightaway center and 320 down the lines. A high wall around the ballpark. There's not any short porch or variation in the wall. That will change next year, though. First pitch to Matt Kootenay is fouled straight back, 0-1. Brand new wall in the offseason will be put up here at Valley Strong Ballpark. New and padded. Will the dimensions change is a good question. I'm not sure if that's been decided yet. Kootenai takes high. Will the wall be a little lower? Maybe a little variation could be fun. We will see. But a brand new wall coming up after this season. This is the last year of the old wooden wall. 1-1 is inside. Two balls and one strike. It's certainly a pitcher-friendly ballpark, though. You look at the stats the last few seasons. In favors of the pitchers. You will not see a lot of home runs hit here. The Rawhide were well dead last in homers in the Cal League last year. But pitching staff-wise, they also were near the top of the league in least amount of home runs allowed. Night like tonight, it's cool for Visalia now, down to about 60 degrees. No wind. It's going to take one to get a ball out of the arm. 3-1 on the inside corner for a strike. And a full count to Kootenai, who took one step towards first base. He's having a quick word with Cameron Jones. He's not quite sure where that one caught the plate. And now he's going to call time to, I can say a few more words to Cameron Jones. Here's the payoff. Off the end of the bat, Trickler down the line. This is going to be a tough play for Soleri. Gloves and has no play. Infield single for Kootenai, and that's the first hit of the season for the 66ers. There was no chance Soler was going to have a play at that baseball. Knuckler off the end of the bat. He made a great play a couple batters ago to get Laverde on a check swing. That ball hit off the dirt in front of home plate, and it took its sweet time to get to Soler. With the lefty, it was all shifted over. So Kootenai an infield single, and John Wimmer waves and misses at the first pitch he sees. That ends 7 in a row retired for Encarnacion. Wimmer struck out swinging back in the second. A one, fastball high, one ball and one strike. Encarnacion readies and throws. Fastball on the inner black. One ball and two strikes to John Wimmer. Four runs on seven hits. One error for Visalia. No runs on one hit. No errors for Inland Empire. Here's the 1-2 home. Fouled away. 66ers start their season on the road. They had what's typically about a four-hour bus ride from San Bernardino. Sizable city about 2 hours east of L.A. Takes about 4 hours typically to get from there to Visalia, up along I-5 over the Grapevine, along and then along California 99. But there was an accident today, and it took them over 5 hours to get here. 1-2, wave and a miss, and the sides retire. Day has not gotten much better for the 66ers. It's being stuck in traffic. Right now, they're stuck in a deficit. It's 4-0 by Salia as we head to the bottom of the fourth on MyTV 53 and the Learn for Life Rawhide Broadcast Network.
You never know where the road will take you. But with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
4-0 lead for the Rawhide over the 66ers. Top of the order for the Rawhide. Jose Alpuria leads things off in the bottom of the fourth inning. Andre Sanchez back out to work. He's retired all five batters he's faced so far tonight. Delivers home. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. Alpuria, first time at third in his third at bat, first time that he's taken the first pitch. He doubled off the wall on the first pitch he saw in the first. Tried to lay down a bunt in the second, but just went foul. Ended up striking out looking. Takes the pitch low, 1-1. Alpuria making his Rawhide debut tonight after playing in 42 games in the Arizona Compex League last season. 1-1 home, fly to right side, and into the seats, off the roof, in fact, of the skyboxes to the right, and rolls back along the concourse. Hopefully some fans keeping their ears towards the sky. Pitch home, grounded up the middle. Over to his right is the shortstop Wimmer. Throw to first in time, and there's one out. When the best need the rest, they stay at the Hampton Inn Tulare. Visit the Visalia Rawhide's website for a discount for your next stay in the Valley. Slade Caldwell steps to the plate. He's yet to get out in his professional career. He walked back in the first and scored and singled for his first pro hit in the second. Lefty batter, pitch home. In for a strike on the inside corner to Caldwell. Andre Sanchez has come in and given Inland Empire some life and some energy. Here's the 0-1. It's outside. One ball and one strike. Native of Cordoba, Veracruz, Mexico, in southeastern Mexico. Up to six in a row retired. He's at the chest, kicks and delivers. Low, two balls and one strike. So Caldwell ahead. He stretches his right leg and then his left leg, flamingo pose. Readjust the batting gloves, the shirt, and now time is called. We have something on the field? We do. A baseball has ended up on the edge of the grass in right center field. How it got there, I have no idea. It's out in front of the barn in right field. Well, the good job by Jorge Ruiz to throw it up into the Four Creeks pasture and back to some fans. Might have been some kids playing in the grass. That ball, though, someone had a cannon. That ball was nearly out into full-on center field. So delay over. And here comes the 2-1 home to Caldwell. Outside, three balls and one strike to number three. Under now an inky black sky, lights into full effect. Their first Rawhide game for these lights. Wonder if they were feeling a little nervous this morning. 3-1 on the outside corner and a full count. Well, whether they were feeling nervous or not, they're doing a great job. Brilliant light lighting the sky in front of a huge crowd on this Friday night opening day in Visalia. Here's the payoff. Caldwell fouls it straight back. A breaking ball, and Caldwell just able to get a piece of it. Back-to-back Arkansas Gatorade Player of the Year last year and in 2023 for Slade Caldwell. Now in his first professional game tonight. Another payoff. Fanny fouls it away. Look, you walk down the street, you see Slade Caldwell. He's 5'9", 182. And 182 is probably a little kind to Caldwell. He's only 18 years old. You're not thinking he's a world-class athlete, but you watch an at-bat like this and very quickly start to understand why the D-backs spent a first-round pick and $3 million on this kid. Another payoff. It's at the top of the zone. Strike three called. Well, it was a good at-bat from Caldwell. He finally takes strike three, but he put together one of the better at-bats any Rawhide player has against Andre Sanchez. That's a nasty breaking ball, though, from Sanchez. Ninth pitch of the at-bat. It's Sanchez who wins the battle. It's his first strikeout, Sanchez, and there's two away in the fourth. It's not just about, though, the stats and the hits. It's about those long at-bats and putting pressure on a pitcher. And Caldwell did that there against Andre Sanchez, something that can pave the way for your teammates down the road. Whether that's the next batter, here was Soler, or whether that's in a couple innings when Sanchez is more worn down because he had a tough at-bat. First pitch missed inside to Yasiel Soler, the third baseman, who's 2-for-2 today in his Valley's strong debut. Two singles as he chops that foul, 1-1. Forty-fifth pitch coming for Vargas. It's home, a knuckler off the end of the bat of Soler. Racing in is Castillo to make the catch and retire the side. It's been a great night for Andre Sanchez, and he's keeping Inland Empire hanging around in this ballgame. He has retired 8 in a row. We've played 4. It's 4-0 Rawhide on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-ups. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
It's been the Lorenzo Encarnacion show so far for the Visalia Rawhide. He's thrown 4 shutout and allowed just 1 hit. Mitchell Daly will lead things off for IE against Encarnacion here in the top half of the fifth. Bottom 3 in the lineup for the 66ers. Daly takes the first pitch strike. And the 1-0-1 misses outside. One ball and one strike to Daly. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. 1-2. Daly in his first full season of pro ball, and a name if you're a college baseball fan you're probably familiar with. Starred with the University of Kentucky. Grounds this ball back up the middle. There is Encarnacion. Jogs over to his right. Underhand toss. And there's one out. Daly was originally at the University of Texas. He was a freshman All-American. So big name for the 66ers in his first full season. But he's hitless so far today. And has had a rocky day as well at third base. A couple tough hops. 0-for-2. Juan Macias digs in, swings the first pitch, flare right side, just over to his right. Santana makes the catch, And there's two very quick outs for Lorenzo Encarnacion, who's absolutely dealing tonight. Jorge Ruiz digs in. Left-handed batter, he struck out swinging back in the third inning. First pitch home. Strike on the outside corner to Ruiz. Encarnacion turns and delivers. Wave and a miss. 0-2. Encarnacion is a strike away from his third in order inning. At the belt. Peers in under a red rawhide hat. Turns and delivers. It's Flair down the left field line, hooking and just inside the foul line. It'll roll the left field wall into the corner. Hustling into second is Ruiz with a double. Tough luck for Encarnacion. He really fooled Jorge Ruiz. So Ruiz with a double, first extra base hit of the day for Inland Empire, just their second hit. Back to the top of the order, and Eduardo Espinal takes the first pitch inside. It's going to happen as a pitcher. He had a good pitch. Ruiz just found a way to get a bat on the ball, and that ball perfectly snuck in inside the left field foul line. Pitch inside. Two balls, no strikes, Despino. Espinal's 0 for 2 today. Grounded out and struck out. Ruiz at second with two outs in the top of the fifth. 4-0 by Celia. Pitch home, wave and a miss. Big fastball blown by Espinal. Opening night here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide trying to open the season with a win. Front of a sold-out crowd. Opening up the 80th anniversary season of professional baseball in Visalia. Ruiz was dancing over at second. Encarnacion peers over, steps off, and gives a stern look back to Ruiz. Encarnacion out of the stretch for only the third time today. That's how good he's been. We're into the fifth inning. 2-1. Swung on and missed. Good throw down to second. Just late by Barriga. Barriga's got a great arm behind the plate. He showed it off there. Pitch in the dirt. Quick snap throw down to second. That was close. I think that's a good call, though. By Blake Bazan, the field umpire. Needham's tag was just late. Ruiz catches a break. 2-2, and Encarnacion will step off again. So there's two disengagements. He doesn't have any more left. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball up in the zone. Strikes out Espinal. 7 strikeouts, 5 shutout for Lorenzo Encarnacion. He points to the sky on what's been a brilliant performance for the righty from the Dominican Republic and his return to baseball. It's 4-0 Rawhide. So we head to the bottom of the fifth on MyTV 53 and the Rawhide Broadcast Network.
What is up, everybody? We are here for our Stomping Out Mascot Races. Racers, are you ready? 3, 2, one, go! And they are out there running around Tempo. They are all, look at the orange ticket. Is that a banana? No, it's mustard. It's mustard. All right, look at the orange ticket, a hot lead. With the superhero left behind. It is going to be close, but the orange is going to win it. Look at all those kids out there. They're running hard. Look at Tempo, guys. Look at them. He's really trying. Can you get out for Tempo, please? Yeah! Back up to you, CJ.
Ruben Santana leads off the top of the, make it the bottom of the fifth for the ride. 4-0 lead here on the Learn for Life Ride Broadcast Network and on MyTV 53. Santana grounds the first pitch left side, right through the wickets of John Wimmer into left field. That'll be an E6. Second air on the 66ers today, and there's been a couple tough plays for the infield, couple scoring decisions that have gone the Ride's way, ruled infield singles. That is just the play that has to be made by Wimmer. Tried to backhand the ball and kicked right by. Disappointing, too, when you have a pitcher that has a lot of base runner and then you allow a leadoff runner to get out by way of an air. Alberto Barrega digs in, 1-for-2 with a single. He takes a first pitch look. New pitcher actually in, so check that. Benny Thompson is in for Inland Empire. Well, tip of the cap to Andre Sanchez. He pitched innings 3 and 4 and got the last two outs of the second. So 2 2/3 of perfect baseball for Andre Sanchez. Benny Thompson, the new pitcher. Troy University, Troy Trojans graduate. Righty, 6 feet, 223 pounds from South Bend, Indiana. Barrega waves and misses. So also not a good start to your adding when someone behind you commits an error. So that's what happens to Thompson. Santana at first. It's now 2-1 to Barrega. Ready, two arms used out of the pen this evening for Dave Stapleton. Grounder left side. This should be two. Glove by Wimmer. Toss to second for one to first. Double play. Taylor made 6-4-3 double play ball. Wimmer to Macias to Kootenay. And just like that for Benny Thompson. There's two outs. Well, one way to make up for your air, start a double play. And Wimmer does a great job of that. On Corniel, shortstop is 0-for-2 today. Steps in. Wimmer shaded up the middle for the lefty. Two steps to the right of the second base back. Ben Corniel to pull. Thompson delivers. Fastball low. 2-0. Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the fifth. Ride lead 4-0. All four runs were scored in the first frame. First double play of the season here at Valley Strong Ballpark is Corniel takes high 3-0. When you wax poetic about baseball, is there anything more poetic than the 6-4-3 double play? Miss seeing that. I don't think it matters which team it's on. It's just the thing of beauty to watch. Helps when it's your team, though. Indiana native home. It's high. Ball four. That's a walk to Corniel. He's aboard for the first time this season. And Abdias De La Cruz will try to keep the inning going in the bottom of the fifth. 1-for-2 and singled in the first. Thompson home. It's back to the backstop. And Corniel will race down to second. Cornhill looked like he was going already. At least he had started. And as soon as that ball got back to the backstop, he took off. So I think that'll be given a stolen base to Cornhill. It should be. Albeit that ball did get back to the backstop. I think he was going it already. And a few pitches all over the place from Thompson. Another look. That had to be crossed up signals too. Laverde was clearly not expecting a ball up in the zone. And that's why pitching coach Elmer descends out to chat things over with Laverde and Thompson and try to get them on the same page. Thompson, who's bounced around, actually finished the season last year in High A with the Tri-City Dust Devils. Now starts his season one level lower here in 2025 with the 66ers. So 1-0 count to De La Cruz, and Cornhill at second. Pitches low. 2-0. Thompson peeks back at second and home. It's a looping breaking ball. Just at the letters for a strike. 2-1 to De La Cruz. Guy looking for a little more insurance. 4-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth. Trying to win on opening day to open 2025. Pitch on. Popped up high in the sky. Right side. In is Jorge Ruiz. Camps under it and makes a head high grab. Sign is retired. Scoreless inning for Benny Thompson. We've played five. 4-0 Rawhide on MyTV 53 and the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Live for Life press box.
Kauia Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Back in Visalia, the Rawhide make their first trip to the bullpen of the season. Lorenzo Encarnacion pitched five shutout innings, and Casey Anderson will now debut in 2025 for the Rawhide. It is in his third season with Visalia. He was a starter last year, had six wins, which was tied for the most on the Rawhide, and comes out of the bullpen to start his 2025. His first pitch is inside for a ball. To Kevin Castillo here in the top of the six. Encarnacion completes five. He's in line for his first win as a Rawhide pitcher. Castillo chops one right side, racing over as Anderson to cover the bag, but he doesn't need to, as Santana will take it himself. One away. NTM Productions, the official partner for the Visalia Rawhide and all things IT management and ballpark sound. For your IT management needs or entertainment upgrades, give MTM Productions a call at 559-550-1500. One out for Casey Anderson to start his season. Dario Laverde comes to the plate, 0-2 today. First pitch, a strike to the lefty. Anderson stands 6 feet four, 185 pounds, ready from Lehigh, Utah. He's the eldest player on the Rawhide. As the pitch home is outside for a ball. He was born in 2000, which might make you feel old that the Rawhide now don't have any players from the 90s, and never will again. Here's the 1-1. Oh, my goodness. Broken bat. Look out. It bounces just over the head of Ruben Santana at first. Your old Nin makes the catch at second. Anderson's over to give Santana a high five and make sure his wits about him are okay. That bat got really dangerously, we'll call it, close to Santana. My goodness. I don't even know if Santana really ever saw the bat. Absolutely shattered. Well, that means Casey Anderson's throwing good stuff on the hill to start his season. Caleb Bartolero, designated hitter, comes to the plate. 0-for-2, but he did reach on an error in the second. Anderson delivers. A strike right down the middle, 0-1. Anderson will turn 25 on August 31st of this year. He's 24 years old. Pitch home is outside, 1-1. Out of Utah Valley University, was 11th round pick by the Diamondbacks in 2023. And he spent nearly his whole time in the D-backs organization here in Visalia and has really become a fan favorite. 1-1. Inside corner for a strike, 1-2. I was talking with Casey yesterday, though, and he said, feels like this is my season. I asked him what he wanted fans to know about him, and he said this is a different Casey Anderson this season. He had some success, had some downs last year. He feels like he's playing his best baseball right now. The 1-2 outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Had the 6 wins, but also had a ERA a little bit higher than one might like. 6.37 in his 21 starts as that ball is chopped off the end of the bat. 89 innings pitch for Anderson, 93 strikeouts, did have 47 walks. Opponents hit 254 against him. Just down-to-earth guy, good leader in the clubhouse. I think a guy, D. Gardner, and the rest of the Rawhide staff is want to see him move up, but you also love having him around. The 2-2 home. Wave and a miss. Fastball on the inside corner. Strikes out Bartolero. 1-2-3. Frame for Casey Anderson and his return to baseball. At the bottom of the sixth, it's 4-0 Rawhide on the Rawhide Broadcast Network from the Learn for Life press box and on My TV 53.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to take on the great outdoors with a truck built for adventure. Get a low-cost lease on a legendary 2024 Tacoma, or get low financing or an incredible $3,000 cash back on a rugged 2025 Tundra. Plus, the all-new 2025 4Runner has arrived. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. Cashback available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. That's 4/30/25.
Ride 4. 66ers, nothing. On the Rawhide Broadcast Network, MyTV 53 from the Learn for Life press box. four runs in the first, and that's all, but that's been enough for Visalia. Lorenzo Encarnacion worked five shutout. Casey Anderson just working a 1-2-3-6. Narahide looking for a little more insurance now. It's the first pitch to Adrian De Leon is high for a ball. Second inning of work for Benny Thompson. Low, 2-0. Four runs on seven hits, one error for Visalia. No runs on just two hits, one error for Inland Empire. Thompson at the belt, kicks and fires. On the inside corner for a strike. Side of the shoulders from Thompson. He readies and throws. Ooh, look out inside. De Leon backs out of the way, 3-1. Three-one home. Looping breaking ball at the knees for a strike and a full count to De Leon. It's the first night of baseball back in the California League. All eight teams playing to open the season tonight. The Modesto Nuts are opening up their final season in Modesto and trying to win their third straight championship to finish their time in Modesto. What a way to go out that would be. They lead the San Jose Giants 6-3 at the end of seven from John Thurman Field, about 3 hours north of here along I-99. CA-99 should today. 99 is not an interstate. De Leon grounds it foul. It stays full. Only about 45 minutes north along Highway 99. The Stockton Ports lead the Fresno Grizzlies 2-1. They're in the bottom of the sixth. And south, up over the Grapevine and in the Inland Empire. So here comes the payoff pitch. Wave and a miss. De Leon strikes that one away. Rancho Cucamonga Quakes lead the Lake Elsinore Storm 13-5. The Quakes have put up some serious offense in their first game of the season. They're in the top of the seventh in Rancho Cucamonga. It's Thompson's first strikeout here in his second inning of work. He worked around an error and a walk in the fifth for a scoreless three. Gerald Nin is 0-2 today as he shows bunt, pulls it back, and that ball goes all the way back to the screen. Here's the pitch home. Wave and a miss. 1-1. Thompson dangles the arm from the side. Comes set at the belt. Black glove flutters and throws. Grounded foul right side. Bobbled by Gift and Gope over there. First base coach and bench coach for the Rawhide. Ends up coming up with it. Tosses it back towards the Rawhide dugouts. There's Gift in his first season with Visalia. It's great to have Gift with the Rawhide. He's a former big leaguer with the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Toronto Blue Jays. 1-1. Wave and a miss. That's actually strike three. Didn't strike out. It's a great pitch from Thompson. Breaking ball falling off the plate and into the dirt. Two away, back to the top of the order in Jose Alpuria. Base is empty, 4-0 Rawhide. Now batting number one, Jose Alpuria. Alpuria, 1-for-3, doubled and scored in the four-run first inning for Visalia. Swings at the first pitch, chops it left side. Great play by Mitchell Daly. Long throw in time. Oh, what a throw from the former Kentucky Wildcat, Mitchell Daly. He was nearly in the coach's box in front of D. Garner and somehow got that ball all the way across the diamond on the money to beat Alperia by half a stride. 1-2-3 inning for Benny Thompson. We've played six. It's 4-0 Rawhide. From the Learn for Life press box on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Four nothing lead for Visalia over Inland Empire with three innings left to play. Matt Kootenay leads things off for the 66ers. Casey Anderson back out to work his second inning on opening day. Anderson worked a 1-2-3-6, including a inning ceiling strikeout. First pitch to the lefty, Kootenay is in for a strike. Kootenay is the only 66er today to reach twice. He was hit by a pitch in the second, and he singled and scored in the fourth. Anderson sized the shoulders and delivers home. It's low, one ball and one strike. One home. High, two balls at one strike. Kootenay is the Old Dominion Monarch. 10th round pick by the Angels in 2022. How about this? Batted 376 his senior season. At Division I of baseball, 376. Wave and a miss. And it's 2-2. Took a hefty hack there, showing off his big swing. 27 homers. 70 RBIs. He was named the Conference USA Player of the Year, of course. Second team All-American. And that was enough to be a 10th round draft pick by the Angels. 2-2. Another broken bat. Right side, right in the face of Nin, who feels it and throws to first for the first out. Well, Ryan, ownership can't be happy with Casey Anderson at this point. They're going to have to buy some more bats after this game. He's shattered two. They've both been major carnage. Bats flying in the faces of Rawhide infielders. There it goes. That's a 4-3 ground out and just a good focus by Nin. That bat was similar to Santana last inning, dangerously close to him. Was able to cleanly field it. Make the throw. Pitch inside to Wimmer and he went around. Oh, backed out of the way, but turned the hand. So 0-1, that's a tough break for Wimmer. He's 0-2 today. 4-0 ride in the top of the seventh. And a strike at the letters. Make it 0-2. What a crowd at the ballpark tonight. What a night it's been so far. The 0-2, right down the middle, strike three called. Casey Anderson looking sharp. His second strikeout, he shattered two bats and is yet to allow a base runner through five batters. right at the knees. I'd say it's been a larger strike zone tonight by Cameron Jones. Two outs, nobody on. Mitchell Daly is the batter. He's 0 for 2. What a play he made to end the sixth inning. A throw in the air from nearly the coach's box, foul territory, all the way across the diamond to get a sprinting Jose Alpurria to end the sixth frame. A couple shaky moments on the infield on both sides and some great fielding moments as well. A little bit of everything tonight. Wouldn't expect anything less on opening night as Daly takes a strike 1-1. Anderson takes a deep breath and delivers. Fouled away right side, and that's on to Gidding Street, 1-2. All the fans in the stands, a sold-out crowd on opening night, an announced attendance of 2,649. What a crowd. Pitch home is a flare into center, and this will fall in front of Caldwell for a base hit. Mitchell Daly is aboard with his first hit of the season, a base hit into center field, and that's just the third hit of the evening for the 66ers. Daly aboard will bring up Johan Macias with two outs in the top of the seventh. Ride still in front, 4-0. Three-strand lead at first for Daly. Lefty batter Macias. Anderson delivers. Hard hit ground ball right side. There is your own Nindfield. Throws to first. Side retired. Anderson works around a single for his second straight. Scoreless frame. It's time to stretch for the first time this season at Valley Strong Ballpark. 4-0 Rawhide on the Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53.
Meet Liana, a part-time chef and full-time mom. In the past, Liana didn't have health insurance because she didn't think she could afford it. What she didn't realize is she qualified for Medi-Cal. She loves the coverage and peace of mind that comes with high-quality care. The kind of care you get with Anthem Blue Cross. This is Medi-Cal, and it's for more people than you think, maybe even you. To see if you qualify, go to chooseanthem.com/CA. That's chooseanthem.com/CA.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
New pitcher into the ball game for Inland Empire in the bottom of the seventh. It's a 4-0 lead for the Rawhide over the 66ers. Southpaw enters Stone Hewlett, another guy out of a strong university, another SEC guy on the 66ers. Hewlett for the University of Arkansas. He was a free agent signee, not drafted. Free agent signee from Arkansas. Debuted with the Tri-City Dust Devils last season. Four outings, and now starting his first full season of professional baseball with Inland Empire. He'll face 18-year-old Slate Caldwell. First pitch strike to the first round draft pick last season for the D-backs. Here's the 0-1. It's a fastball right down the middle, 0-2 to Caldwell. Caldwell walked and scored in the first. He singled his first pro hit in the second and then struck out looking on a long at bat. It took eight pitches before he struck out looking back in the fourth. He's also made a nice catch in center field. It's been a real nice debut today for Caldwell as he fouls that pitch back. Lefty on lefty matchup. Hewlett delivers home. Strike three called. At the letters, two away. Well, lefty on lefty matchup's always going to be tough. And Hewlett, the college vet, wins it. So one away. Ansel Soler digs in. Two for three today. Two singles, including a run scored in the first. And a couple nice plays at third base today as well. Takes the first pitch strike, 0-1. 4-0 Rawhide. Just four runs in the very first inning for Visalia, and that has been enough so far today. 0-1 home. Check swing by Soler. Did he hold up? Yes, he did. 1-1. Hewlett delivers. It's outside. Two balls and one strike. Plenty of brightly colored accessories for Soler. He's got the sliding glove. I like to call it an oven mitt sticking out of the back left pocket. So he takes a strike at the knees to his dismay. Shakes his head. 2-2. He's got a pink and turquoise elbow guard as well. And he's got the turquoise ankle protector on his left leg. Full count. And he has a gold chain as well. It says El Toro, the bull, which is his nickname given to him by his father when he was a kid growing up in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Full count. Strike three. Slider on the inside corner and back-to-back strikeouts looking for Hewlett to start his outing. Brings up Ruben Santana. Santana is 0-2 today, but he did reach on an error in the fifth and walked back in the second. He takes the first pitch low. 1-0. Four runs on seven hits, one error for Visalia. No runs on three hits, one error for Inland Empire. 1-0 home. Grounder up the middle. Over to the right is the shortstop. Wimmer gloves throws to first in time to beat Santana by two strides. 1-2-3 inning for Stone Hewlett in his Inland Empire debut. We've played seven innings of baseball from Valley Strong Ballpark. It's the Rawhide 4, the 66ers nothing on the Learn for Life Rawhide Broadcast Network and MyTV 53.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we believe that it's never too early to start building a bright financial future. With Valley Strong's youth accounts, kids learn to earn, save, and master essential money management skills. Skills that set the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence. From piggy banks to portfolios, Valley Strong is committed to teach the ABCs of all things money. Don't wait. Open a youth account today at valleystrong.com/youth. Empower your child with the tools they need for a secure financial future.
Casey Anderson returns for his third inning of work on opening day. He's worked two shutout innings, just one base runner allowed. 4-0 lead for Visalia with all four runs in the first inning. It was Lorenzo Encarnacion with five shutouts, and Casey Anderson has stepped in admirably so far. First pitch is a bunt laid down in front of home plate, picked up by Borrega, fires to first in time to beat Jorge Ruiz. Ruiz trying to break up the rhythm of Anderson, but not the best bunt, and a good play by Borrega behind the plate, who has an especially strong arm. One out for Anderson, the Utah native, off to a good start in his second full season with Visalia. First pitch to Espinal, top of the order, inside for a ball. Espinal has struck out twice today and grounded out. Pitch home, popped up, back out of play over the Learn for Life press box and towards the concourse in the parking lot behind us in the corner of Goshen and Giddens, where professional baseball in Visalia has been played for the last 80 years. Here's the 1-1 home. Line down the left field line. This will be a fair ball and rolling all the way to the wall. Espinal on his horse. He hustles into second with a stand-up double. Eduardo Espinal with his first hit as a 66er. And Inland Empire in business here in the eighth, trying to chip away at this deficit. Showing off good wheels too, the leadoff batter for IE. Kevin Castillo steps to the plate. He's 0-3 today. Anderson peeks back at Espinal. Now to face the lefty Castillo. First pitch. In for a strike. Lefty batting Venezuelan. Here's the pitch. Outside, 1-1. Second year, 66er for Castillo. Had a great first season in IE. 292 batting average, 25 driven in, 4 home runs. Chops one right side. In is Santana. Underhand toss to Anderson. The pitcher steps on the bag for the second out. Good job by Anderson. 2 away. Dario Laverde, the catcher, comes to the plate. He's 0-3. So with the ground down, Espinal goes to third. Inland Empire trying to scratch a run across the board and give themselves a chance here in the latter frames. First pitch home, big wave and a miss by Laverde. Anderson offering up a nasty pitch in the dirt. He's broken two bats already today. Ground out by Kevin Castillo, who just grounded out back all the way in the sixth, and then Matt Kootenay grounded out on a broken bat as well in the seventh. How they're waving a miss, 0-2. I mentioned it before. I mean, I think Casey Anderson, he was fully transparent with me about some of his struggles last season and feeling like he can pitch better this season and will be better. And we've seen some really good stuff so far from him. The 0-2 is high. 1-2. Two base runners allowed. Strikeout. Two broken bats. It doesn't go down to the box score, though. I don't know. Maybe they should add that in there. 1-2. It's high. Two balls, two strikes. Some of these college guys, too, there aren't too many on the ride. More in Inland Empire. It's a new thing to have a broken bat. You play with an aluminum bat. in college, so can't break an aluminum bat unless something really bad happens. Chopper, third base sign. Solaire fields, long throw across to first in time to retire the sign. Casey Anderson points at Solaire and applauds. He's worked three scoreless innings. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 4-0 Ride on the Ride Broadcast Network and MyTV 53.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. More miles, fewer fill-ups. Toyota hybrids are built to go the distance with legendary dependability and head-turning style. Get a low-cost lease on a new 2025 Prius or shop deals on 17 Toyota hybrid models from the longest-lasting brand on the road. Plus, every new Toyota comes with ToyotaCare, 2 years of complimentary maintenance. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Alberto Borrego leads off for Visalia. 4-0 lead for the Rawhide over the 66ers. See what D. Garner decides in the ninth. Casey Anderson's thrown three shutout. Borrego takes the first pitch strike. Lorenzo Encarnacion in line for the win with five shutout innings. Not a safe situation. Four-run lead. Borrego takes low, 1-1. I would think three innings would probably do it for Anderson, and we'll see another Rawhide arm come and try to finish the game in the ninth. Borrego hits that ball hard and foul off the roof of the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club, where plenty of fans are enjoying their evening out on the balcony there. Season ticket holders, that sells out faster than anywhere else here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Season ticket holders can enjoy their seats in front of the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club and then go inside and have their own private bar, indoor seating, TVs, audio of this very broadcast, which is maybe a detriment. Probably don't want to hear my voice all day, but then they can go outside so they don't have to listen to me anymore. So that sells outside 2-2. And they can even order food to their seat. If you're looking for a great experience, come into the ballpark. Highly encourage you to make sure you get access to the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. As Borrego fouls one away again towards the direction of the Hoff, as all right, staff members like to call it, Hall of Fame Club. Even with a grandstand ticket, you can add access to the Hall of Fame Club so you can get your private bar. That's inside. So that's a full count. On a night like tonight, I mean, you want to be outside. It's been picture perfect. But as it gets a little bit warmer, maybe especially earlier in an evening game, it's still a little bit hot out before the sun goes down. It's nice to have some AC. There's no doubt. 3-2 is hit hard. Into right. Back is Ruiz reaching up. Can't make the catch. Ball's off the wall. Borrego's on his horse. He'll hustle into second and hold there as the ball's reeled in. A double off the right field wall for Alberto Borrego. The Mexican catcher, the 27th overall prospect in the D-backs organization, has shown off the arm today behind the plate. And now he has a two-hit night hitting as well. Singled and scored in the first. And that one of the hardest hit balls of the day, a double off the right field wall. Juan Corniel steps to the plate. His first base runner allowed by Stone Hewlett. To a 1-2-3 seventh. He fires the first pitch strike. DeCorniel is 0 for 2. He walked back in the fifth. Pitch 0. Inside. Corniel backs away. It's really been a perfect evening. High was about 68 degrees. It was 65 at first pitch. A little bit cooler earlier in the week, but as long as you brought a sweater tonight, you are good to go. 58 degrees, no wind. Look up and see the stars. Couldn't ask for a better night. First weekend of April. 1-1 inside. Two balls and one strike to Cornea. One home from Hewlett's. Wave and a miss. Changeup falling into the dirt. Corniel just got a piece of it as it went into the glove of Laverde. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch on in the dirt and a full count to Corniel. Modesto has secured a season-opening win in the final opening day at John Thurman Field. They beat San Jose 6-3. Here's the payoff. Inside, ball four. Corniel's aboard for the second time today with a walk. And Hewlett's got some work to do here. There's two aboard with nobody out. Abdias de la Cruz comes to the plate. He's 1-for-3. Walked back in the first. Well, Verde will pass along some signals and signs to the 66ers infield. Pitch on the outside corner. For a strike to De La Cruz, 1-for-3, singled back in the first. Orega at second, Corniel at first. Ride scored 4 runs in the first inning. They lead 4-0, looking for a little more insurance going into the ninth. That's chop foul, look out, bouncing into the stairwell next to the Ride dugout. Everyone's all right down there. O-2 home from Hewlett's. Wave and a miss. Slider inside. It really fooled De La Cruz. And there's one away. Take that 3 strikeouts. Hewlett's a fun pitcher to watch. There's a lot of movement. It's not a full over-the-top arm slot either. It's adding to a little bit of a tricky ball to pick up out of the hand for these Ride batters. Probably a quarter arm slot, more or less, from Hewlett. First pitch inside to Adrian De Leon. Back for his second season with the Ride. Designated hitters 1-for-3. Singled an RBI single back in the first inning. Two on, one out. Here's the 1-0. It's inside again. Two balls and no strikes. So, Hewlett, he's a lefty. Then you have the quarter arm slot. Especially for lefties, that's tough to face. But we haven't seen a pitcher before. First game of the season. It's a lot for batters to deal with. Pitch home is outside 3-0. One downside of different arm slot is often it's a little bit harder for pitchers to find their command, and seen that a little bit here with Hewlett's. walked Corny out, and he's in danger of doing so here to De Leon. He's behind 3-0. Pitch on. Low ball 4. So two walks by Hewlett. The bases are loaded, and you're all in. 0-for-3 today is a chance to really put this game to bed before we get to the ninth. Put the cherry on top on a ride, opening night win. Jose Alperia, top of the order, will follow Nin, who's 0-for-3. First pitch home. Outside is a lefty-on-lefty matchup, so no favors here for Nin. Barrega at third, Corniel at second, De Leon at first. 1-0 home. On the outside corner for a strike. There's that slider. That's just tough to face as a lefty. It's one of the hardest pitches to face. Lefty batter facing lefty pitcher. And you see a slider that starts at your hip and ends up over the plates. Pitch home, a chopper, right back, should be two. Tossed home for the force out, throw to first, not in time. And so, the inning will continue. It's an awkward looking play, but really the smart one from Hewlett. Gets the force out at home. I don't know what... Not exactly sure what Barrega was thinking. I guess he didn't realize the force was on. He started running back towards third, but he had no choice with the bases loaded. So the force out. Everyone else advances station to station. There's two outs, and Inland Empire's now going to make a call to the bullpen to try to get this last out of the ninth. So we'll take a quick break, step aside, bases loaded, two out, bottom of the eighth. Rye looking for a little more insurance to lead 4-0 on the Rye Broadcast Network and MyTV 53.
Cahuilla Health Lifestyle Fitness Center is Visalia's premier gym experience. When you join the Lifestyle Fitness Center, you're on your way to achieving your fitness goals. Come see the best gym around and train like a pro. With an indoor basketball court, two indoor pools, saunas, and cryotherapy. Run the indoor track or scale the rock wall. Childcare is available. Why wait any longer? Visit thelifestylecenter.org to learn more.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Fran O'Shell enters for Inland Empire with the bases loaded and 2 outs in the bottom of the eighth. The Ride lead 4-0, looking for more insurance. It's the professional debut for the former Duke Blue Devil, Fran O'Shell. The righty is ready to face Jose Alperia, fellow righty. First pitch home, swing and a miss. And Alperia tried to hit that one over the Sierras. 0-1. Leadoff batter today for the Ride is 1-for-4. He led off the game with a double and came around to score. Started the game for the Ride with a spark, trying to finish the game with the cherry on top of an opening night win. Pitch home. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike, going 2. Pretty big spot for O'Shell to make his pro debut. Bases loaded, 2 outs in a late game situation. Drafted in the 10th round by the Angels last July. Time is called by Alperi. Been a busy night for Dave Stapleton. This is his fourth arm he's gone to out of the bullpen. Rahe chased Inland Empire starter Jefferson Vargas in the second inning today. 0-2 home. Outside, one ball and two strikes. Corniel's at third, De Leon at second, and Nin at first. Borrega doubled off the wall, and then two walks. Got the bases loaded, and Nin reached on a fielder's choice over at first. A force out at home. 1-2, right down the middle, strike three call. Fran O'Shell, his first professional strikeout to escape a bases-loaded jam. That has to feel good for O'Shell, native of Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Rahe trying to close out the game. They're three outs away. They lead 4-0 on the Rahe Broadcast Network and MyTV 53.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to take on the great outdoors with a truck built for adventure. Get a low-cost lease on a legendary 2024 Tacoma. Or get low financing or an incredible $3,000 cash back on a rugged 2025 Tundra. Plus, the all-new 2025 4Runner has arrived. Toyota, let's go places. Offers available through TFS to buyers with Premier Ready Credit. Cash back available through TMNA and cannot be combined with other offers. That's 4/30/25.
To the ninth in Visalia, game one of 6-6, the 80th season of professional baseball at Valley Strong Ballpark. 4, 5, and 6 due up for Inland Empire, trying to stage a late inning comeback. The Rahe looking to complete a shutout. They lead 4-0 here in the top of the ninth. And how about Casey Anderson? He's going to try to finish the game for the Rahe. Lorenzo Encarnacion worked 5 shutout. Anderson coming out of the bullpen after only starting games last season for Visalia. Try to earn the save. He can secure these final 4 shutout frames. First pitch cut on and missed by Caleb Bartarella. Here's the 0-1 home from Anderson. A strike on the outside corner. And it's quickly 0-2. It's been a great night here in the Learn for Life press box. Want to thank all our wonderful sponsors. Valley Strong Credit Union, Family Healthcare Network, Visalia Transit. As this ball is flown into right center field, over is Apoya. He makes the catch. One out. Lifestyle Fitness Center and MTM Productions are wonderful sponsors, and of course, Learn for Life, helping make this broadcast possible. Matt Kootenay comes to the plate. He's reached twice today, singled in the fourth, hit by a pitch in the second. Lefty batter, first pitch home, a strike at the letters 0-1. It's been two very different pitching approaches by these two sides. Seen the Inland Empire manager Dave Stapleton make call after call to the bullpen. They've five different guys throw as this ball is hit hard into left. Back is De La Cruz reaching up and making the running catch along the warning track as he softly reaches the wall, puts a hand up against the blue Bud Light sign. Just like that, there's two outs. That was a hard-hit ball by Kootenay. De La Cruz had a good beat on it. Just like that, Anderson is an out away. Inland Empire's used all of these pitchers for D. Garner. It's been Lorenzo Encarnacion for five, and now one more out for Casey Anderson to complete four shutout on the ride to finish a shutout on opening night. First pitch home is hit hard into right center field. This will be tough for De La Cruz, but he's there to make the catch. Down to a knee, and that's the ball game. The Visalia Ride win it 4-0 on opening night with an impressive shutout of the Inland Empire 66ers. Lorenzo Encarnacion, his first appearance since 2023, tore his ACL last year, missed all season. He had a lot of nerves coming into today, no doubt. Got the opening night nod, and he delivered. How good was Encarnacion? He goes five shutout for the ride and earns the victory, allowed just two hits, no walks, and seven strikeouts. It's his first win at the full season minor league level. And then Casey Anderson, four shutout innings for him. He allowed just two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. And since he went at least three innings, got the last nine outs of the ball game, he will earn a save in his first relief appearance in two seasons in Visalia. Offensively, all four runs came in the first inning for the ride. Jose Alperia started it with a double off the wall. Slade Caldwell walked. Cecil Soler had an RBI single. Alberto Barriga, Aldias De La Cruz, Andrea De Leon all had singles, and that was enough for a 4-0 Rawhide victory. Take a look at the Visalia lineup. Soler with two hits. Barriga had a single and a double, and he scored a run. Those are your two guys that reached twice today. And Slade Caldwell had a nice pro debut, walked and scored in the first, and had his first pro base hit in the second inning. He made a nice running catch in center field in the second as well. So the Rawhide opened the season with a 4-0 win. They improved to 1-0. And Inland Empire falls to 0-1. Hope you join us tomorrow night. It's a regularly scheduled 6:30 first pitch here at Valley Strong Ballpark. It will be the ready Chris Clark going for Inland Empire, and the Rawhide will send out the lefty Wilkin Parades. That'll do it tonight. We want to thank our entire excellent crew led by our Rawhide broadcast director, JT Gomez, Andrew on graphics, and the rest of our excellent Rawhide broadcast staff. Big tip of the cap to everyone back at MyTV 53. We're so excited to continue that partnership this season. Once again, the final score, the Rawhide win 4-0. I've been Griffin Epstein saying good night from Visalia. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 6:30.